Morning, everyone. It's day two in Strasbourg, amazingly, Mr. Rogers is actually awake, which doesn't usually happen on a trip for several more hours. But he is amusing us by reading out reviews of the European Parliament building, which is located probably a mile or two from where we are sat here. Pray continue, Mr. Rogers.
Yes. I do like a non-circular cheese box to store a superfluity of bureaucrats.
That's good on the imagery.
That's quite well done, I think. Yes, it is a nice setting, but I would never call the building pretty or attractive, but it is modern in capital letters.
Shouting. Modern.
Modern.
read the one that you read before. Sorry, I'm ruining your reading.
Please wait while the computer does something. There was one other good one that says, there's nothing really to do here. There is a park, but my children were disappointed by the lack of things to do.
In a parliament.
doesn't seem like the obvious thing. They couldn't wait to get back on the tram and go elsewhere. Well, I don't really blame them.
I think seeing the parliament should be... interesting, but I can see as a child you might not be quite so thrilled by it.
Their buildings, which we can't go in.
Yeah. You got one of the Eurosceptic ones there.
I am. Well, there's disappointed. The place looks like a bunker, in inverted commas. No flag flying, no security, the place looked empty. Probably was.
It probably went to the wrong place.
I would have thought there's something, at least something, some sort of action. I would have thought that at least some sort of action would be going on during the week. Nothing. I'm guessing.
Presumably a non-plenary week.
Yes.
There were more funny ones that you read earlier.
I can't find any of them. There was one like MEP people who work in there.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
Just saying they don't know anything about anything, which is very interesting, but isn't about the European Parliament whatsoever.
And there was one pointing out that everybody in there was on a gravy train.
Yes. Unfortunately, they don't seem to put them in the same order, which is odd.
That's very odd.
There was this is where you spend your hard cash. Totally rubbish. You can look outside, but we couldn't go in, ? It is not even a nice building, but then so are the people who work there.
It's bizarre.
It does seem, to be fair, it does seem that basically it depends on which side of the bait you sit as to what you think.
Yes.
What you think of
and that. Whether you've come on a UKIP fund, well, actually, presumably not UKIP funded, but, European Union funded trip with UKIP.
Yes. can't see the UKIP one anymore. It's all very interesting, I think. The interesting seems to be the main word, even those who give it about one star.
This is interesting. The cathedral is big.
Yes.
And the European Parliament is interesting.
And the phone is yours.
Hello, Lord.
I think that's our phone.
It's not a fire alarm.
No, it's our phone.
Yeah.
Hello? I mean, really?
What?
Pick up the phone to be hung up.
How bizarre. Why would somebody call a random hotel room?
Not sure. Unless they thought, even wake up calls usually give you this is your wake up call.
Yeah. Is it a round number time at the moment? Or could it be a wake up call?
It's not called past 8, I think.
Past 8, okay.
It's late for a wake up call.
How odd.
Actually, it's later than that. 8:40. Right. That's a really odd phone.
Maybe that's how they work out if housekeeping can come in.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but
it's quite a good way, actually. Let's just wake everybody up.
Yeah, but you can't then tell. All you can tell is that somebody's awake in the room, which, given you just blasted them with a alarm of a phone. they could still not have any clothes on,
Yeah. Oh, well, there we go. Well, audio booth.
that was an exciting
end. And then we shall go off at some point and see Strasbourg. Oh, yes, we were just saying how the cathedral is big, yeah. And the parliament is interesting. The one word that they missed on the cathedral is...
apparently it's invisible.
It's invisible. Unfortunately, my recording last night missed this bit off because Audioboo is randomly stopping at points. Mark was telling me, so the recording from last night finishes with me saying that I could sense that there was a wall there, and then Mark continues and says that the cathedral is there. The cathedral? Well, I can't see any cathedral. He said, yeah, it's huge, and it goes all the way around here, and it goes up this big spire, and there was nothing there. I think he's hallucinating.
Yeah.
Because there was no cathedral there.
I just like the idea of Robert Bressing against the cathedral then. So, where's this cathedral then?
It's true. If only it hadn't cut out just at that moment.
In true pantomime style, it is literally behind you. and it doesn't remind me of a friend who spent the whole time in Cologne, I can't see the cathedral. The biggest building in the city. What do you mean you can't see the cathedral?
Well, and also me, when we were going to Versailles.
Oh, yes.
I can't see it yet, Mark. We're now, as we've been walking towards it for the past half an hour, Mark saying, can you see it in front of that? No, still can't see it. Where is it?
Yes, still can't see it. Inside might not be to your liking. When you're, so where, it was somewhere like, so where the palace, right, well, the huge palace. Literally enclosing you at this point.
And then eventually we're 10 metres from it. Ah, yes, there's a palace.
I see something, okay.
Oh dear. Right, okie dokie. Thank you for listening. Cheers.